Greg was still trying to get his eyes to focus properly when he saw Mercy with a finely dressed gentleman. Next thing he knew, she had a wet cloth against his wound. He closed his eyes for a moment, enjoying the cool sensation.
"What?"
he asked as she began picking at his scalp. He still wasn't sure what was taking place.
"Hold on. Let me get all the glass out."
"Do you need help, Mercy?"
the gentleman asked.
"Greg, this is Territorial Judge Leon Salt. He and my father were good friends."
"Nice to meet you, Judge Salt,"
Greg winced. Talking made his head pound more.
"I just wish I knew what was going on here." "That, Greg, is what I'm about to find out."
When unlucky school teacher Ms. Linda LaCrosse woke up Thursday morning, she hoped it would be another beautiful day. You see, in recent days, the weather had been perfect, sunny skies with a crisp, cool breeze. But not today. Ms. Linda opened her curtains to see a terrible thundercloud rolling over the neighborhood.
Of all the times for Buster to knock off her hat, Elsie stooped and snagged her Stetson. She gulped. Maybe he hadn't noticed. Should she stuff her hair back in it and act like nothing happened, or...
You're a girl.
Benjamin turned as red as a strawberry. He ran a finger between his collar and neck.
"But you said your name is Elmer."
"It is." His eyebrows rose.
"We better start over. I'm Benjamin David. And you are?"
"Which are you, Benjamin or David?" She crossed her arms and stared.
I stood perched on the bridge outside of town. My eyes dried, my heart slowed. A plan rooted itself inside my head, taking hold. I could jump and leave everything behind. The March wind moaned in my ears, pulling at my skirts, scarf, and long braid. Snowflakes glistened with the glow of distant street lamps, numb fingers, so numb they no longer seemed attached to me. Untangled my skate blades from my right shoulder. Lack of interest in the melting ice had prevented me from using the blades in over a month. I held them out by their straps and watched them dangle and fall. One splash, and the shiny metal disappeared beneath the river current.
Once upon a time, Goldilocks visited her old friends, the Three Bears. Sure, they'd gotten off to a rocky start, what with the whole porridge thing, but by now, everyone was totally over it.
"Plus,"
she thought,
"who could ever stay mad at a girl with such beautiful golden locks?"
Goldilocks had just opened the bear's door when...
Slurp!
"Ew, gross!"
Goldilocks yelled.
"Okay, wise guys, who did this?"
"Not me,"
Papa Bear said.
"I would never,"
Mama Bear said. Goldilocks turned to Baby Bear.
"Then it had to be you. You're still mad I broke your chair."
The proof was scribed on my birth certificate.
The defect was in plain sight. Dad relished naming me Rosaria, my mother's given title. She didn't favor that option, however. A petite version of a little Rosaria scampering around the house was negated. Instead, my name was compromised. I was dubbed two first names, Rose and Marie, or Rosemary. The defect? My parents haphazardly decided that I didn't require a middle name. My original name was most likely considered a combo name. Rose would be my birth name, and Marie would be my middle name. That was the assumed and unspoken message. There I was, signed, sealed, and delivered into the Italian Catholic family.